B-Pod Studios.
3 o'clock hour. Mike Mussinelli show coming up at 3:30. Jeff Legwell, ESPN's NFL Nation. We'll talk about the NFL draft. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Court Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. I'll start 3 o'clock hour with this because last night I was witness to a lot of stuff on the production of the game. You know, because it's a production.
Yes.
And a lot of people in charge of the production. And the woman who I think her name is Nicole, and her assistant is actually Vince Papale's daughter.
Oh, Gabby.
Gabby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're on top of everything. They're scrambling around like maniacs with their headphones and stuff on. So there was something about the production of the game that bothered me as a fan last
night.
Well, what? An arena?
Again, the production includes like camera shots on the screen. The drum quarter comes out. The dunkers, the ladders they'd bring out. Whatever you do in the production of the screen, of the game. There was something that bothered me as a fan. You're privy to it, Tyrone, because I text you about it.
What is it?
I want to see if anybody gets it. Anybody got the same thought as I did? If you're watching, if you were at the game, I don't know if it got on television or not.
Huh.
It was a camera shot.
Oh, it's a camera shot that you didn't like.
It was a camera shot that was on the screen.
Is it one of the cams that they do? Like the kiss cam?
No.
Just a shot of...
Shot. It was a shot. I can't give you any more. I want to see if anybody horned in on it like I did.
Who's out at the game? Okay.
All right, yep. Let's go to Ben in Jersey. Ben, you're on the 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for keeping me on hold.
What's going on, Ben?
Great conversation from Brett Brown there. I guess one other thing that I was wondering, though, coming up on the Toronto series is, are we probably going to see more of Jimmy Butler playing the point guard to try and offset some of the
It's a really good question. I should have got into that with them. They used Jimmy in that sequence so they can get Ben the ball. I don't know how Toronto is going to play Ben. Are you thinking they're going to try to play him like Boston plays him? Probably, which means you're going to have to free him up in other ways. And in this series, they did free him up that way with Butler on the ball and Ben wandering, doing the half screen and roll plays or getting them on a post.
And do you see the main problem with playing Boban in that series against the Raptors as if Marcus All or Siakam being able to take him off the perimeter and just creating mismatches in that way.
Well, they go out to the perimeter, and he's not going to chase. If he chases out there, then they got a wide open lane to get to the basket. They got some guys to get to the basket, and Kawhi Leonard's eyes would like bulge out of his head if that happened. And so there are two problems. One is that the pick and roll, Boban or Greg Monroe can't get out quick enough. And so they're always going to give up that little shot that they can't get to. And he can, like, if you're going to lure him out to the three-point line, and he's going to get beat off the dribble by anybody, that leaves the middle open. Plus, those guys can make those three-pointers.
Right, I got you.
But Boban is a problem for this series, believe me.
Right, okay.
All right, you want a general knowledge question, bro?
Sure.
All right, here it is. It's Easter quiz. All right, we already told you the 40-day period before Easter is called Lent. What is the day on which that period begins called?
Would it be Ash Wednesday?
Correct! Ash Wednesday. And guess what? You win an instant prize.
Wow.
Dude, you win a pair of general admission tickets to the Philadelphia Derby, Philly's premier Kentucky Derby party, at the new Sunset Social Rooftop Bar in University City on May 4th. And you also qualify for a pair of tickets to see comedian Trevor Noah. So hang in there. There you go. First giveaway.
It's great.
It's a good one.
Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
One of the stains in my life.
Yes, oh, it is.
Wednesday. Yeah, you with the faux ash.
Are you still trying to get my production of the games thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
It really bugged me.
What? Was it a shot of somebody?
Yes. Bob in Hanover. Bob, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, Bob?
Not much. I want to talk about the Sixers, and I'm not one to ever give up home court advantage, but in this series, I'm kind of glad they're starting out on the road. I think they could take steal one of them first two, it would take a little pressure off the team.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think game one is where they have to sting them.
Yeah. Hey, I also want to pat the fans, Sixer fans of Philadelphia on the back, especially those who attended game one. Because when Brett Brown was in, was with Popovich, it was always good cop, bad cop, you know, and Brett was always the kumbaya guy.
Right.
Now, he comes to Philadelphia, and he's still the same guy. He's never going to throw a chair or act crazy. And the Philadelphia fans were the bad cop. They said, we're not having it. And they put the pressure on the Sixers, and I think they woke them up and said, you're better than this. And they deserve a pat on the back for that, I think.
I agree with you. I think it's a good call by you.
And I got a good feeling that if we take one game in Toronto, that we're going to win this series. But I think this first two on the road are going to be key.
I think if they win game one, they're winning the series.
Yes.
I really do, because that puts them in control. And it puts Toronto on their heels going, what? We lost the first game at home? That's not supposed to happen.
But I agree with you on Bobo. They're going to be a liability.
Yeah, Bobby's going to hurt him. All right, here's your general knowledge question. True or false geography? Sydney is the capital of Australia.
That would be false.
That is correct. You know what the capital is?
Gosh, I don't, but I know it's not Sydney.
Well, nice work by you, because it's Canberra.
Where's that?
No. It's in Australia.
Yeah, I know. I've never even heard of that.
Canberra's the capital.
Oh.
It's not Sydney.
I knew Sydney wasn't Sydney. The capital.
You did?
But I had no idea.
Most people
tell
think
him.
It is Sydney.
I knew that from House Hunters International.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I don't know what the capital is.
I have a question on your camera shot. Was it? Yeah. Were you upset about something Franklin did? I know how you feel about mascots.
No. Nothing to do with Franklin.
Hmm. Okay.
Although I don't get the ladder routine.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? He's like an acrobat.
That guy's
they bring out three ladders. He climbs one and goes loud. And they bring out another one and he climbs up and goes louder. And then they bring in the biggest one up and he walks up and it says loudest.
Right.
It's a little too much time going by here to pull off that kind of a gag.
Nah.
Too long to get that thing to its peak.
Now, I feel like you'd be more impressed by him because he is...
I think it's impressive that he goes up the
athletic.
One big ladder. I think he should just go up the one big ladder instead of doing the three. It takes too much time.
Well, that's the point. Louder.
He's got to kill the whole break,
We know it's coming.
He's killing the whole break.
Yeah, I'm not fond of it.
You know, he's the most...
I'm fond of Franklin. I like Franklin.
I got to say, Franklin gets disrespected in the mascot game in this city, and I'm tired of it for one. The fanatic and Gritty gets all this love. Show some more love
Franklin. I like him. I think he's spry.
I like Franklin.
He's kind of cute.
I did
a cute dog face. You can't resist that.
I did American Franklin. Ninja Warrior with Franklin.
You did?
Yeah, and he did really well.
Well, I'm sure he's an acrobat. He made it gymnastic type of guy.
He made it further than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Mm. It's good. I just think the ladder routine takes too long to evolve. That's all.
All right.
All right, let's go Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
Mike, I was listening to ESPN, and Jalen Rose said that the Sixers are going to lose this series because Embiid is not going to get calls in this. He's not going to get the calls in this series, and they're going to lose. Now,
well, why did he say that he wasn't going to get the calls?
I don't know why, but
Jalen Rose is a classic Sixer
that's
hater.
What he said. Now
he hasn't given the Sixers any props at all. Yeah, he did. He did pick the Nets.
Now, we all know that Butler is our closer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if MB ends up with the ball, I just want him, Mike, just to get the shot off.
Well, part of the game plan.
I can live with him missing the shot, but he got to get it off and stop turning the ball over.
Part of the game plan has to be to get it to him low to get a Bach in foul trouble. It's clear that's what they have to do a lot of.
Yeah, because at top of the gate, at the top of the key, he's putting the ball behind his back.
Yeah, Ibaka can't handle him one-on-one, so they're going to have to double down on him, which leaves shooters open. I like that dynamic, keeping him low. I don't want to see him up top against this series.
Hell no.
This series.
All right, Mike.
You want a general knowledge question, bro?
Go for it.
Here it is. This is the general knowledge category. What organ is responsible for filtering toxins such as alcohol? What body
liver.
Organ?
Liver.
The liver is correct. There's another pair of tickets to the Derby party. That's awesome. Kentucky Derby.
You know what I want to see in the series?
What?
I want to see more of that half post action and see what Ben can do mm-hmm. off the ball.
That half post?
I like that. A lot of that two-man game.
Yep.
And that also puts Gasol in space if he's in the game. And he's, because mm-hmm. of his age, he no longer wants to play defense in space like that.
That's correct.
He'll have to choose. Do I stay home with Embiid?
Yep.
And Embiid can make that shot if Kawhi covers it. And if not, and that's a good shot. It's in the paint.
They're going to have to switch and help on Kawhi Leonard. But I forgot to ask Brett, who will he be his main defender on? I assume Jimmy Butler will have him from the jump.
That's who the time when he's been on the roster when they played, he was the primary on him. Although there might be times where you put him on Lowry.
And Ben.
And you put Ben on him. And the reason you do that is Danny Green, when he plays, doesn't drive anymore.
Yeah.
You can hide JJ on Danny Green because he no longer drives. He's a 3-and-D. Until Van Fleet comes in, and then that's another problem because he's good off the bench.
Yeah, and they're deep. I mean, they can bring guys in off the bench.
But with the starters, JJ can guard Green. He can.
Okay. I hope he's got enough spunk left. I
think he can guard Green. I don't know who else he
shot out of that locker room last night, man. He had a lot of energy left.
Get up out of there.
Dude, he scurried out of there. I assume he drove back to Brooklyn.
Yeah, he tried to drive home, and then he got a day off. So he's all with
the kids. What does he do when he can't drive to Brooklyn? Where does he stay?
I don't know.
He can't drive back to Brooklyn every night.
He drives back a lot, though.
That's a long drive, man.
I wonder if he has a secret helicopter stash like Kobe did. Kobe used to land on top of the arena.
Sure,
I wonder if
he has
a helicopter
set up. He probably has a driver, I would think.
Oh, there you go. Then you can nap.
Yeah. All right, Ed in Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Ed?
I thought it was a real good interview with Brett.
Thank you.
And I'd like to have him back. And I was wondering if you or Ty, if with this Toronto series,
mm-hmm.
if there's something we can take away from them, that, you know, they could take us a little lightly. I mean, either we've changed our game a little bit defensively. I think Ben has to have a great series, but if there's some kind of an adjustment that we can make versus how we played him before. I know that they haven't seen Tobias Harris, but I think Ben might be the key.
Well, he's got to be active. He's got to be as active as he was in these last four games. You can't have game one Ben against Toronto.
No. And
I hope he's climbed that mountain, by the way. You know,
I do too. I hope. I mean, it seems he has.
Yeah.
The aggressive Ben is great.
It has. Again, this is the Nets he showed that aggression against. So, you know, a better team. I'm hoping that that progress from Ben, he takes that now into a better team.
To the rack.
Yep.
And maybe the perimeter defense will be the difference if we can play some perimeter D. I know we're a little thin on that bench. But I hope you get JJ on there, Mike.
This is like my white whale. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I've been pursuing him for an entire year. And he just—it's just not something he's interested in doing because he does his own little podcast and the whole bit. And I guess he saves his best stuff for that.
Shooter talking to shooter, you'll have some really good questions.
But
wish you luck with it.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. You want a general knowledge question, Ed?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
1990s movies co-star. I'm going to give you two actors. You tell me what the movie is. Matt Damon, Tom Hanks.
Saving Private Ryan.
Correct. Saving Private Ryan is correct. That was fairly easy. Let's go Joe in Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike. Love the show.
Thanks, Joe.
Ed, similar to yourself, I have a higher level of confidence now that I've seen the Sixers get through this Brooklyn series. You know, in game one, I think they had their wake-up call. Whatever Brett Brown said or didn't say at halftime of game two, I think woke them up, and then I think what really helped them was Brooklyn sort of challenged them physically, you know, tried to intimidate them, and they responded, and not just one or two guys, but I think they collectively responded, and that helped to unify the team, and I think that's going to help carry them into the Toronto series.
Well, what I saw was a change in style. And by that, I mean they had a better defensive posture, and they were much more diversified on offense. How many times have we seen the stagnant offense with just a dribble handoff?
They
were much more diversified in this series. So that showed me that they a style change could progress them.
Yeah, and I think against Toronto, you know, this team's going to go as far as Joel Embiid can carry him. You know, if he's got no load management issues and he can play like he's capable, mm-hmm. and they can somehow contain Kawhi, I like him. I mean, I like him in probably 6 or 7. It's not going to be any shorter than that, but you know, I'm encouraged by what I saw in the Brooklyn series, including the coach.
I think they've got to beat him in 6. They steal game 1 and then win game 6 at home, to me, is the perfect scenario.
Yeah.
Because that game 7 in Toronto scares me.
Yeah, it does. But you know what they say about game 7s, you know?
What do they say?
Anything can happen.
Oh, anything can happen in game 7?
Maybe not in Toronto, but...
I know anything can happen, but the other team has more of a comfort zone to play harder. You know, when you get the energy from your crowd. All right, are you ready for a general knowledge question?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is Easter quiz.
Okay.
The Sunday 1 week before Easter is called what?
Palm Sunday.
That's correct. Palm Sunday. I always got quizzed on that. Did you eat your palms?
Oh, where yeah.
My brother would try to skirt church with me. Couldn't do it on Palm Sunday.
No.
Couldn't find a palm on the street.
Mm-mm.
I had to actually go in.
That's a long mass, too.
Yeah. You get the palms to the end.
Nope.
You guys are killing me with this
they
long
know what
mass.
They're doing.
This long mass thing you're talking about.
What do you mean?
Put that in quotes.
They are long.
They're long.
They're long relative to Caucasian church. Not long for black church.
But black church is a little bit... more fun.
The time goes by fast.
Yes.
In a black church. When I've attended black church services. The time goes, there's more activity going on.
Yeah.
You know, when the clock is, you know, when there's more activity, the clock goes fast.
And the singing is much more spirited.
The Catholic mass.
It's
like Tom Cruise in Risky Business. You look at the clock and it actually goes backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I was always confused at a Catholic mass for me. If they don't teach you that from birth, you don't know. I didn't know when to do the stand, kneel, sit. Like, that's very confusing if you're first going in that
thing. It's an art.
Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do.
But here's the thing. You're trained as a young Catholic.
Yes.
So when you go down on the kneeler, no resting the rump on the pew.
None of
the,
no elbows on the pew.
That's an illegal kneel.
Oh. So I don't know if I'm legal kneel or not.
You got to prop up your back right on the air. You get on a kneeler and you can't slump down to rest your butt on the pew.
No, and you couldn't put your elbows on top
That's
of the
correct.
Pew,
That's
pew
correct.
Either. Man.
Whole different world.
12 years of that.
Protocol to it, Tyrone.
It's like, what do I do now? It's like, it's harder than to absorb. I'm worried about the directions.
You can hear the collective sigh when it's time to kneel, though.
Yeah, you can. They never change the padding on the kneelers. They always hurt. They hurt your knees.
Exactly right. They got memory foam now, Natalie. They don't put memory foam on the kneelers.
Typical.
It hurt my knees. There's an old church in Trenton. I was like, what is happening with this kneel? It's killing my knees.
You're supposed to be in pain. That's what it is.
Well, then let's speed it up.
No.
So I can get off of in pain. I am new here.
Thomas,
I'm a guest.
Thomas in Germantown. You know what's worse about that? During a mass wedding, there's a lot of people that have never been to a Catholic church.
Yeah.
And they don't know this kneel thing.
Same with
and
funerals.
They're totally perplexed. And they go down and they look at each other like, what? What are we doing here?
I know. And then sometimes the priest doesn't give the instruction. And it's always better when they do.
You got to know, dude.
But I'm a guest. Same with a funeral. So it's already sad. And now I'm looking for directions.
Listen, you got to watch the Catholics.
I'm looking around.
Watch to see how they react.
But I can't pay attention because now I'm self-conscious. Am I sitting in the wrong spot? What am I supposed to do? I was self-conscious the whole time. The whole 65 minutes, I'm upset. I'm the only black person there, and I'm looking around. What am I supposed to do here?
I can see where you were under pressure.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go. Thomas in Germantown. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
How you doing?
What's up, Thomas?
I'd like to congratulate Brett Brown, and I think they can beat Toronto with defense.
Okay.
But Here's another thing.
What?
I'm tired of hearing all these, you know, ESPN and all these different places not giving us no credit.
We care about that. Like, why you care about that? Pay no mind to a hater like Jalen Rose. He's been an anti-76er so he can make himself look good. Screw him.
Okay. Now, here's the second one. Second point.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how far it went back. Like, I think it was, I don't know if it was 93 or whatever. Well, when the San Francisco 49ers was a real good team, they said they couldn't beat the 49ers. What happened with the first game when Allen Iverson, the first game, they couldn't beat the Lakers, but they went and stole game one?
Yeah, did they win that series? I'm confused.
Yeah, so
what's the point? If they didn't win it, what's the point? What is your point? They lost the series.
But it was a one-man band, but it's not a one-man band now, right?
They were more than a one-man band back then. They had a very good team that year.
Who did the scoring?
Well, Iverson did most of the scoring, yeah. What's your point here? They're a more well-rounded team, and therefore they have a better chance to win? I agree with that.
What's the defense?
The defense?
I'm saying the Sixers are playing better defense.
Yes, yeah, they are. Right now they are. Now, they weren't known as a great defensive team. They stepped it up against an inferior team. Can they play that kind of level defense against a better team, Thomas? That's the question.
I think they
get it. All right. Well, I'm glad you think so. I'm with you. Thomas is like, he's one of those guys you want to pull the words out of. Come on, man, with the words. What's the retort? Pull them out.
And he's a regular caller. So you would think the repetitions would help.
What was the 49ers thing? Where'd that come from?
I think that's, remember when Ricky Waters and they beat him? In the regular season, that was a big game at the time in the 90s. I mean, that was the last time. That was the last time the Eagles weren't better than the 49ers. That was the 90s. Yeah. The Eagles have been proved for the most part better than the 90s.
Ty Detmer beat them?
Yeah.
At home?
Yeah, and Ricky Waters was the running back. And it was a big deal.
That was the flare gun game.
Right. And then since then, right after that, though, San Francisco won the Super Bowl that year.
Yes, they did.
So, another bad analogy.
Yeah.
Because they won the Super Bowl.
Gave me an analogy. Well, they didn't think that they could play with the Lakers, and they won one game. You know, that's not enough. That's right. They couldn't play with them. 610-632-0975. On the other side, we'll talk a little NFL draft with Jeff Legwold from ESPN's NFL Nation right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, 3:32, Mike Mussinelli show, and we'll get back to some Sixers talk, but there's a big thing coming tomorrow called the NFL Draft, and we've been caught off guard a little bit with this Sixer run, but let's get caught up a little bit because we have one of our great experts coming on right now. He has covered the Broncos for more than 20 years, so he's been around the NFL for a long time, working now for ESPN and on the show NFL Nation. Jeff Legwold joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Jeff, I got your Leggy 100. You're ranking at the top NFL draft prospects right here. And I'm going to try to figure out what the Eagles are going to do here. But first of all, for point of information, your top five players ranked are Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, Ed Oliver, Christian Wilkins, who I think the Eagles have their eye on a little bit, and Jonah Williams. I guess by this, you don't think that he's going to be around by the time the Eagles draft at 25, Christian Wilkins.
Actually, this is one of those things. It's 31 flavors, you know. It's everybody's got a different view on it. And I will say when the teams reach on the quarterbacks and they reach on the wide receivers, it's going to push really good defensive players down the board. And a team like the Eagles is going to be able to sit there in the 20s and they could well end up with a defensive player that they had in their top 12 or something like that. So this is one year where the defense, especially early, clearly outweighs the offense in draftable players, and the teams that want defense are going to be able to wait because the quarterbacks are going to push guys down the board. And if, you know, this is one year where a wide receiver might not go in the first round, but if they do, it's going to push defense down the board again. So I think even in the 20s, they could still end up with a really productive, you know, any one of those Clemson guys.
Yeah, so is that where you think the Eagles would go? That they've kind of, their profile has been to fortify their lines and, you know, not take a running back in the first round, things like that. So it looks like the deepest part of this first round will be that defensive line. You expect them to go there? Do you expect them to trade up to get a guy, or can they possibly trade down? Where do you think the Eagles are headed right now?
Well, I think, you know, if you trade up, you're overpaying. So you either really got to like the player more than, you know, you can almost stand.
All right, let me ask you this. Is it worth to trade up for a guy like Rashawn Gary?
No, I mean, to me, he's got questions as far as, nobody questions the athletic ability, but then you peel that all away and you watch him play and you wonder, how does he have 10 sacks in his career, 10.5 sacks in his career? So he's a classic case of a pro prospect who has the traits, but he doesn't have the resume. I think a team like the Eagles have always leaned toward resume. You know, they want to see, you know, multi-year starters with high production. And, you know, the Clemson guys have that. And some of those, there will be a defensive lineman down the board that they probably like, because this is the deepest it's been at that position in over a decade, probably.
So the Eagles are probably going to have their choice of Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, Dexter Lawrence, and then all of a sudden here comes Jonathan Simmons into the mix, the kid from with the injury. I know you have him rated low, Jeffrey Simmons, I'm sorry. You have him rated pretty low because of the injury. Could he be the possible pick for the Eagles?
Yeah, you know, he's got more of a question for teams than the injury. You know, there's a videotape of him before he got to Mississippi State, much like the Kareem Hunt video. He was involved in that kind of issue. He Mississippi State elected to let him enroll, and he has had no trouble in his time at Mississippi State. So this is a video that's several years old, but it is very graphic and difficult to watch, frankly. And I think any team that takes him is going to have an answer for that, you know, out front, that they either vetted him, that they either went over it with him and checked it out and, you know, checked out what he's done since off the field. But it is something a team would have to answer for. But I've had scouts tell me if it was purely on football grade alone, there are some who believe he's a top five player in the draft.
We're talking to Jeff Legwold, the Leggy 100 and ESPN.com today, ranking the top NFL draft prospects. I got to ask you this question because you've got him rated really high. Josh Jacobs is your seventh ranked player of this top 100. He probably will be available when the Eagles pick at 25. Would you go there?
You know, to me, you know, I understand everybody. That's the biggest impact of analytics on the NFL right now is running back, the position of running back. You know, it's become a one-contract position for a team, and many teams have now gone the route of don't grab one in the first round because you can get the same guy in the second or the third. I think he is so much different than the other guys on this draft board. He is the pro running back. Waiting. He's not undersized. He can catch the ball. He can run inside. You know, he doesn't have the sort of double take speed, but he is a running back, I believe, is worth a first round look, no matter what your analytics people tell you, you know, as a team. He has the entire skill set and is a leader, you know, everything else you'd like about players in terms of work ethic, leader, all of that. So, yeah, I think he's worth a look in the first.
Really? Okay, so if Jeff Legwell was drafted over the Eagles, 25, Josh Jacobs is there, and a bunch of those defensive tackles slash defensive ends are there, are you pulling the trigger on Josh Jacobs?
Well, if you're going by value, edge rusher always wins. So,
okay.
You know, if you're the Eagles and you have those two players ranked the same, you're going to go with the edge guy because that's impact. You know, that's long-term impact of foundation position. Edge rusher, quarterback, left tackle, those are still the foundation positions when you're building a roster. So you'd always lean edge there, but if he's ranked above, who else you got there? You know, yeah, you dive in, you take a back, who's going to walk in and be ready to go.
All right, last thing I want to talk to you about is your quarterback ranking because, you know, the world is going crazy for Kyler Murray. And the consensus is he's going to be the number one pick in the draft. But you actually have Dwayne Haskins rated.
He probably will be, you know.
Yeah, so yeah. But you have Haskins rated higher than Kyler Murray. Why?
I just think he has a more rounded game. I think he, it is, you know, Murray is a breathtaking athlete. I take nothing away from a guy if he did draft in the first round in two sports. So, I mean, it's not like I'm saying this guy can't do anything. I just think as the position they're playing is quarterback, and I think Haskins is far more ready to play it in terms of understanding what he's seeing from defenses, making contested throws, which Murray did not have to do a lot of, you know, the kind of offense they're in, how they work in the pocket, all of those things. I just think Haskins, to me, is a more rounded pro, potential pro product. So I think for me, he's a higher rated quarterback, but a lot of times the draft for a lot of evaluators is potential over production, and Murray is the potential at the position. You know, it's unprecedented. We have not seen a guy like this before to go this high in the draft. I mean, even Drew Brees went the second round. So this is unprecedented when you've got an under 6 foot quarterback. You know, he's kind of a game-changing guy in terms of what the league has expected from quarterbacks through the years. So there's a lot riding on that decision, but I think he'll need patience. And unfortunately for him, the team that takes him that high isn't probably going to give him the patience he deserves.
All right, last question, because I know the Eagles are going to take a running back somewhere. So let's just say that it goes to chalk. They take the safe pick. They take one of Clemson's defensive linemen. And they've got two picks in the second round. If they end up with a choice of David Montgomery or Miles Sanders, where are you going in the second round?
I think Montgomery is for me, a little more highly rated player. But Sanders is a little more of a traditional run-it-in-there type of back. So Montgomery's probably in the West Coast type of offense, is probably ready to do a little more. So that would probably be my pick if they had a choice between those two early in the second or somewhere in the second.
All right. Sounds good. Great information, Jeff. We appreciate you coming on. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
All right, there he is, Jeff Legwold. Leggy 100. So there you go. The value position, defensive line. They're not going to take the running back in the first round.
And don't trade up because there's enough guys.
Don't trade up. And he's got Montgomery ranked ahead of Miles Sanders. So if they grab defensive tackle, one of the studs from Clemson, running back with their first pick in the second round, that's a pretty good start to a draft.
There is. And Shield Kapadia, and one of the things I printed out for you, has them trading down.
Yes.
Again, and still getting a bunch of positions because it might be that deep.
Shield has him trading down and taking in round two Titus Howard, an offensive tackle from Alabama State.
Oh, no, that's the wild card guy. A lot of people think that he can be Jason Peters.
Really?
Because he was a former tight end as well, I'm pretty sure. And he's converted, super athletic, can get to the second
Alabama
level.
Alabama State.
Where did Peters go?
Peters went to Oklahoma.
No, that
yes,
was Lane
did.
Johnson.
No, Peters went to
small school.
No, he didn't go to a small school.
Or did he go to Arkansas?
Peters went to Arkansas. Okay.
Arkansas. But
yeah, Arkansas.
I think the thinking, though, is it's why he's a second round pick and not a first round pick.
Okay.
That he can become like a stalwart left tackle if you develop him. And the Eagles are in a position where they would be able to develop because he wouldn't have to start. Other teams were drafting
still need defensive line depth, though. You're going to take Tyus Howard with your first pick, a development offensive tackle?
I wouldn't. But I might take him with another second round.
Somebody to contribute,
pick.
I think.
No, you do need a player that can play.
All right. 610-632-0975. One line is open. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. We're still giving away, for a correct answer, a pair of tickets to a big Kentucky Derby party on May 4th in University City. And we're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nobody's going to get that violation, that stadium arena violation. So I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, what is that?
I pop it on the screen. I said in the second quarter, maybe they pop up none other than Gucci Mane.
Yeah, I saw he was there.
Yeah. Now, the last time I saw Gucci Mane on TV on a scoreboard, he had a Celtics jersey on. And he professes to be a Celtics fan. Does he not?
Yes, he did.
He's a rabid Celtics fan.
Even though he's from Atlanta.
Right. He was at the Boston Garden.
Uh-huh.
Front parading row. Around with a Celtics jersey.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, he's down there last night. I guess you could guess of Michael Rubin, one of the owners.
Oh, apparently Kraft was there, too.
Oh, Kraft was there?
In the building somewhere,
see,
yeah.
See, I got that. That's a violation.
Of course it is.
You can't throw Gucci Mane's. Listen, I know he's a celebrity. And you want to put some celebrities on the board. They put Alshon Jeffrey. Connor Barwin was there last night. But come on, man. That's not right.
Maybe he's seen the light.
Well, he was wearing a Sixers jersey last night to patronize. He's a Celtics guy.
Maybe you know, he's not anymore.
It's a violation, Natalie.
I'm just giving him a benefit of the doubt.
To give a quick...
And he got applause.
Come on, Gucci, man. See, the thing is, though, Gucci has... had a metamorphosis.
He has.
Mean, he was the scariest individual in all of the world. When he put that ice cream cone tattoo on his face, if he had walked in his studio, I'd leave. I'd go home. He went to prison, got on this new diet to the point where literally, Mike, there are articles out there where people thought Gucci was a clone. They said it couldn't be the real Gucci. So maybe in his metamorphosis.
He turned into a Sixers fan?
He had to turn into a Sixers fan because he found something else. Gucci all of a sudden walking around. He used to be heavy. He's walking around with a six pack. I don't know what's going on with Gucci.
I got it. But
it was complete violation.
You need a transition. You can't just let my last memory to dude is a Celtics fan cheering the Celtics.
Right,
all of a sudden
five,
he shows
right.
up in an elimination game and he's getting lauded on the screen.
No, you're right about that. That's a fair
thing. I resented
thing.
It. I agree with you.
Yeah, I know. When you texted me, I was like, it's a good point. The link has to be that criminal justice thing via Michael Rubin, and Kraft is a big part of that. Because he's part of that Meek Mill.
Yeah, I'm tired of Kraft being there. And Gucci Mane is a Celtic guy.
Yeah, I don't love
that. Nowhere to draw the line. All right, let's go to Matt, Center City. Matt, you're on 97.5 the Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on, Matt?
You stole my thunder. I was going to say.
Oh, did you have it?
I was at the game last night, and he pops up on the screen, and everyone in my section looks at each other like, what in the world is going on with that?
Yeah, I'm like, I was stunned. I'll be honest.
Yeah, my guess was either going to be that or the clips they were showing with the Jurassic Park and the Game of Thrones with the logos.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that one.
Yeah, I did catch that.
Yeah. That was strange to me.
Yeah, it was kind of strange.
No, I sat about 10 rows off the floor directly across from the Nets bench last night, and I got to tell you, I don't think they ever got off the bus last night. They were done before the
They were. They mailed it. After that game, you know, after game four, there was like, yeah, we're done. Yeah, we just got to go through this exercise. It's been a great season. We're still getting paid.
Yeah, I agree. And, I'm really excited for the next series. I think, I know our history isn't great against Toronto, but I think with the current roster we have now, they're going
to
be all right.
Yeah, it's a different roster. So anything in the past, I think you have to discount. You know, what I saw was some really diverse offensive and defensive things that they did. And I hadn't seen that with this group. All right,
Matt, if I can get a
general knowledge question. Yes. Here is, you got a geography, true or false. So you got a 50% chance of winning.
Okay.
Paris is on the coast. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
You are correct. Paris is not on the coast. It's inland. All right, sure. So he wins. I mean, are we giving out 10 yet?
I don't know. I get a count from Josh.
All right, we got to get the count.
Well,
who's got the count?
Josh has the count back there.
Are we short? Who got the count?
I can't be short.
I think we're at like 5.
If we're short. And then
Spider, you got the count?
Everybody after that will still qualify for the grand prize. This just the first prize will be gone.
Yes.
But yeah, do not come up short on account, people out there.
No, you should.
Number problems.
Exactly right. 610-632-0975. We have 6 left. We have 6 tickets left. All right, so come up in 5. We'll talk to Jason Stark about some baseball issues. All of a sudden, the Phillies have become problematic. What's going on? We'll find out after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.